Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Herbie, as you know, we any day really now expecting our second child.
Yes, you and Kat.
Yes.
She really is heavily pregnant.
Yes, looking very uncomfortable at the moment. Painful to watch her walk. I'm not going to lie to you.
You already said that about Marissa, yeah, who works here. She's not far along compared to Kat.
I said, stop me. Like, being pregnant would suck. But I mean, shout out to all the mums out there.
You did
a great job in carrying us. One of my concerns is how we're going to make money. And there's a weird way another lady's making money at the moment.
Okay, and you've got your second child, so things are going to start adding up.
That's right. So what I thought we could do is pitch this idea, which is, it's out there. It's a little odd.
Okay.
But it's something that's not going to be too strenuous on Kat.
Perfect. I'm on board then.
I thought, we could just get her on board. We might be able to make some money during this time she's got off. She joins us now. How are you doing, Kat?
Hello. How are you?
Look, I'm doing all right. Obviously, we know this time you're not getting maternity leave. So open are you to the idea of making money?
That depends. Why?
Does it like...
Well, because kids cost a lot and now you're going to have your second.
And so, would you say that earning $40,000 a year would be a great sort of side hustle for you?
I mean, in theory, it sounds great, yeah.
Good little bonus.
And doing something that you do already on a daily basis. So you wouldn't really be doing anything extra.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds good.
Yeah.
You're ticking all your boxes.
It's very easy. It's not really going to put you out, you know?
Yeah.
Well, another mum's been doing this over in the States, and I was wondering if you'd be open to it, just for our, for our bank account's sake.
Yeah.
And so our kids don't have to live on the street.
Yeah.
So she has, she's been selling her breast milk. In fact, she's almost sold 4,000 ounces of breast milk as baby formula because there's a shortage at the moment. I also know people in the gyms are looking for it.
Bodybuilders, big market for it.
Apparently it's like $2 an ounce, which is 28 grams.
What's that? So how many ounces? What's an ounce?
28 grams. So apparently a six-month-old baby eats about 30 ounces or needs 30 ounces a day. So, I mean, we could just be...
Lord.
I mean, you might be hooked up like a...
You're a milk factory.
Yeah.
But it's bringing in money.
I'm a milk maker and a money maker, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
I like it.
Is this something you'd be interested in doing, you know?
I'm not sure if interested is the right word, but... I mean, it's certainly something to consider, isn't it?
Money is on the
cards. How badly do we want that kitchen, I guess, is the real question. So,
I mean, we don't have to film it. I mean, it's...
but there is another market for that.
That's extra. That's literally the cream on top. My goodness.
Okay.
Which is good. All right. Well, progressive. Give us a call. 522-332-955. Do you need some milk?
Oh, please don't.
All right. See you pretty lady. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We love a record on this show.
Well, absolutely.
Especially world records. Which is why I'm very excited for an Auckland teenager, Alex, only 14 years old, has just got himself a world record for the most carriages on a toy train completely made out of Lego.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So to break the record, he had to build his train carriages with specific Lego set. That's the guidelines.
Of course, that's a con.
And required to travel 10 metres on a track, and it's got to be filmed in one
Doing
shot.
Doing it, okay.
One shot, yeah.
Were they doing something similar on Lego Masters with that to go over the track?
I think so, but I don't know if it would have been as...
No, it wouldn't have been as big as that, obviously. But yeah, how many carriages?
The previous record had 69 carriages.
Oh, geez.
This one had 101.
Yeah.
So Alex spent over $8,000 on the project and more than 100 hours just to get a record.
I mean, that's pretty impressive to get in there. But, I mean, that's a lot of money.
A lot of time.
You must love Lego.
See, this is why you and I just love the easy ones.
Yeah.
Stacking how many M&Ms? Six? Yeah, we'll try.
We'll try, but it's not going to happen.
It's costing us $3 if we get them on special from Coles. But looking into Lego, pretty interesting stuff. And I know Lego Masters is huge. We all played with Lego as kids,
Everyone's done it.
Adults. But did you know the Lego bricks sold in 1 year can wrap around Earth five times.
If you know, you know.
That's a lot, isn't it?
A lot.
Yeah.
And then sticking with Earth, there are 86 Lego bricks for every person on Earth.
Oh, okay.
Which is
fun. We each get 86.
We could just share them all around. Everyone have some Lego. You have some Lego.
That could be the money, you know?
Yeah. That girl, that's genius. I like that. Now, this is very accurate, and I like that this is precise. So the molds used to produce Lego, they're so accurate to within 0.004 millimetres, less than the width of a singular hair. So this accuracy is actually referred to clutch power, but it is so accurate that just 18 elements in every million do not pass the company's high-quality standard.
If you know, you know.
That is a well-oiled machine, my friend.
Talk about saving money. Jeez, that's good, isn't it?
Imagine finding the 18. That'd be so hard.
It'd be a rare day, wouldn't it? Yeah. That'd be like you've won something.
Yeah, I know.
Anyone that finds one.
It's like a golden ticket.
Yeah, wow. That'd be great.
Open them all. So this is a bit exciting. You can propose an innovative idea for a Lego set because you know how they have themes and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you get 10,000 social media supporters for your idea, Lego will review your project and may decide to send you into production.
If you know, you
what?
Know.
I know. Yeah. This
that's
is where we
cool.
put our thinking
that's
cap
where,
on.
This is where we're invested.
This is, yeah.
We've got ideas.
Well, we don't need to spend anything on it. Just need to get followers, which... Yeah.
That's another problem.
That's another one. Now, in 2009, James May in Surrey, Great Britain, he created the first full-size Lego house with 3.3 million bricks. It included a working toilet, a shower, and a bed, which were all made out of Lego bricks, which is pretty
if you
exciting.
Know, you know.
But my only thinking with that is when you have Lego, you're always trying to avoid to walk on it because it hurts. He's just built his whole house on it. He's walking on it, sitting on it. He's eating on it.
he's in a lot of pain. I'm guessing. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about one of the greatest names I've ever come across.
Okay.
I actually had to check because there's obviously so many sites like the Batuta now.
Yes.
Where you're like, is that a real story?
Satire.
Yeah. Is it real?
Yep.
No, it is real. It's very much
real. Triple check this one?
I did. So there's a guy that's been drafted to a college over in the States. So that's obviously a big their college system, like a university
massive
system.
Massive stepping stone to get you to the NFL.
That's right. If you're going down that football path, and he's a quarterback.
Oh, right? He's a big player.
And they announced he's going to be big.
10, 48,
His name, the boy that's just been drafted.
The quarterback?
Yep. Is General Booty.
No, it's not.
It is. So
General Booty.
So apparently,
oh my,
his dad was a big army man.
Okay, right? I get the general. Yeah,
and so General was supposed to be the middle name. They actually wanted to call him Axel.
Axel General.
Axel General Booty.
Yeah.
Okay. Still sounds funny either way you look at it. But yeah, he goes. He only went by General. Love
by
General.
General.
He's dropped the Axel. He's going. You know, potentially could be an NFL star with that name. Which
General
just,
Booty.
It's just great.
Jeepers, that's great. You surely thought of it when you had your kid, because obviously Booty's a bit of a funny surname in itself.
Yeah, that's right.
But then to put General in front of it.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
It had to have crossed your mind that you have now got a kid with a great name.
Yeah. There's some, because I've gone through sporting stars. With, I think it's like Cooper Cronk, for instance. Like,
yeah,
If they didn't make it a sports star, it doesn't really translate.
This is true.
Do you know what I mean? To the, like, everyday world. Like, imagine if we're working with a guy who's at reception. Called General Booty.
General Booty. Your accountant. Yeah. I'm just going to my accountant, General Booty. You would be questioning what kind of accounting he's doing.
That's right. So there's there's a few interesting names like World Be Free.
Okay.
How
did this get passed?
Dickie Simpkins. Dean Windass. There was a John David Booty. So apparently the Booty family is pretty big.
Couple of ancestors.
Fat Lever.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Is that a F or a PH?
No, FAT.
Okay.
Yeah. Cocoa Crisp.
See, that's fun.
I like that. That's a really good one.
But you've got to be cool if you had Cocoa Crisp as your name. You know? You'd really want to suit that name.
David Fails. But he obviously did pretty well.
You'd hope so.
Buff Bonsa. There's plenty.
There's a lot to know. Are you getting any inspiration for your... You've got an unborn child on the way?
Know. This was an interesting one and probably the top of the list. Dick Trickle. Well, he's turned out to be a very successful man. So, I mean, like, growing up wouldn't have been fun. No, there's no doubt about it.
The urinals would have made an interesting chat. There's the trickler.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix. He's a very good player in the NFL. But funny names don't just finish in sports.
Okay.
And so that's where we've drawn inspiration from for our celebrity game.
Brilliant. This week. Nice.
We're going to do that next. Heavy and Josh on K-Rock 955. Celebrity. Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, Star. Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly, famous, Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, VIP, Betty Davis, DiMaggio, the celebrity game. All right, Herbs, this is where you have to work out who the celebrity is based off of their voice.
Yes.
A couple of clues as well.
I like today.
Yeah, so it's based off of unusual names or interesting names because there's a guy that's just been drafted to a college.
Yep.
His name is General Booty.
General Booty.
We learned of some other ones, of course.
Dick Trickler.
Yeah.
I think that's my favourite.
That's a real name. He's a very successful man too.
The person, imagine a teacher having to call that out every morning for a role.
Yeah.
Get you questioning things.
So we're translating that into the celebrity game. So these are celebs that have kids with interesting names. So they've named
big,
them that way.
This is massive in the celeb world.
Isn't it? It's huge. So you just have to work out, based off of their voice, who it is.
Okay.
Are we ready? Voice number
one. I am.
Okay. I think you're going to do very well here.
Thank you.
Empower yourself. You can give yourself that opportunity, that self-belief.
She's English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me anything else?
Well, I mean, as soon as I say...
Is she a singer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it Jerry? Jerry Holloway?
Hallowell, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that felt good.
Jerry Horner, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, Bluebell Madonna and a son called Montague George.
Well, that's
Esther
just,
Horner.
That's just too much. Bluebell.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah, interesting.
All righty, let's go to the next one. I think you should do pretty well here as well.
Okay. Spend some time with my son, make sure I get FaceTime in. Because it was hard, because the first point of it, we couldn't see each other. And it was the longest I haven't seen.
That sounds so familiar. Is he an actor?
No.
So he is a singer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he's English?
You're perceptive, there's no doubt about it.
But it's hard, because I can't really think of English singers. Robbie Williams, no.
Well, he obviously sounds younger, doesn't he?
He does.
So what would that mean?
He might be one of the One Directioners.
Yeah, it might.
And so it might have to be either Louis or Zayn. It must be... No, it's Liam with the Cheryl Crow.
Bang.
Yes.
Bear.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
They're not together anymore, I don't think.
No, they're not. Now he's with someone else. I'm pretty sure they're expecting a kid.
Oh, wow.
All right, next one. Here we go. We're starting things to get a little bit harder.
Okay.
I'm a singer of a band, and I tour 10 months a year, and that's how I make a living. And
Wowee. So he's American.
Mm-hmm.
He tours all the time. Is he still touring?
Not so much now, I wouldn't say.
Not so much. How big is he?
Well, you know.
Is he in a band?
Yeah.
Okay. So is he one of the Madden Brothers?
But which one?
So... Benji only recently had a child. I think Joel.
Oh, this is insane. 3 from 3. Radix.
Radix. I love Joel and Nicole. Richie. I think they are a great couple.
Alrighty. Here we go.
This
last
is where
one.
It happens.
This is 4 from 4. This has it's never happened.
Unheard of.
He was so obsessed with his lizards. All he wanted was to photograph the lizards. He never wanted to put me in a close-up.
It sounds like David Schwimmer, because I've done this before with this same guy. I remember this voice. He is an actor.
Yep. Interesting cat.
Interesting cat. Okay, come on, think of movies. I want to get this so bad. Can you give me any other clue?
He was a big star back in the day, not so much now. There's a very famous song that we sort of still play that he was in a video clip for.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I think I know the song. And we were speaking about it the other day. It's not going to come to me. I have to give up.
It's Nicolas Cage.
It is. Yeah. He is exactly. I got this one in Celeb Game another time. David Schwimmer and him sound so similar.
You still got it wrong. Name was Kal-El.
Kal-El.
Kal-El. I don't mind it. Me and Josh driving home. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, I was scrolling on Instagram and then an ad popped up and it was for your main man, Mr. Justin Bieber.
Love him.
It was just a song of his. I hadn't heard this song. It's called Too Much. And so I thought, may as well listen because we love him.
Yeah, yep.
Something caught my attention while listening to it. It was a particular lyric. Have a listen to Too Much. Don't want to close my eyes. I'm scared
I'll miss too much. Love it. Don't want to fall
asleep. I'd classic Biebs vibe. Love.
So good. Because eternity with you ain't long enough. 2 seconds
without you is like 2 months. Anything there get your attention?
To be honest, I was lost in his voice.
he does that.
He's very good.
He does that. For me, it was...
It sounded like it was punchy.
Yeah, it's great. This is the thing. I really enjoyed the song, but it was the part of the song where he says, 2 seconds without you, like that's like 2 months, and that's too much.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I know a lot of people in relationships, even in friendships, in partnerships, 2 seconds without someone is actually a joy, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit of a break.
Bit of a break. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're not missing them. Like maybe after 2 months you're missing them. But not 2 seconds,
at the start, certainly, maybe.
That's a little creepy for me.
It's possessive.
Yeah. But if you were gone for 2 seconds and they said, oh, sorry, where have you been? not happy with you.
I mean, if we're taking them literally.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Red flags. It's a red flag. And this is the thing. He's not the first artist, in my eyes, to have put a red flag in a song.
Okay.
So a classic by Jagged Edge is Let's Get Married.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this. No. You don't marry just because you're getting younger. Oh, well, you'll do. That's not love.
Settling.
Don't just go to the altar because you've got no other option.
That's right. Okay, we're getting older.
All right. The Cure, Friday, I'm in Love. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. No, you care about me all the time.
Okay?
Yeah. It's not a lead up. Do you like me on a Monday? No. Tuesday? No. But Friday you do. Okay?
Yeah. You're a weekend call.
You know, not. Okay. These guys, great. Love them. Yeah. Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me. I don't care who you are, who you are, where you're from, where you're from. What you did, as long as you love me. You might want to start thinking about what they did. Mm. I mean... You could be dating a murderer. You should care about that.
That's true.
You see?
I get you. Yeah.
These guys just want love.
Desperate.
Desperate.
Aren't they?
Yeah. And this one, honestly, it speaks for itself. Someone wrote a song to me about this.
Okay.
Oh.
You'd be like,
I'd be, no, you'd be calling the police and funny because it's by the police. Every breath you take. Stalker. I am my own person. Let me live. Every step I take, every breath I take, I'm sorry, Josh. That is a red flag.
That is a red flag, but we all love it. That's a weird thing. Debbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and
Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, we were saying before about weddings that they're your biggest day of your life, some say.
Mm-hmm.
More so these days because of the cost that comes with them.
Oh,
ridiculous.
I mean, you know, really just going into debt together for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, that's the commitment.
Are we going to buy a house or are we going to have one day of celebration?
Oh,
it
God.
Equals the same, really. It's crazy. That's why there's a lot of pressure on weddings these days. And for one bride, she's not happy.
Oh.
So she's taken to the old interwebs to get everyone else's thoughts.
I
do
like
you side
that.
With her or the guest attending her wedding?
Okay, here we go. Hit me.
So she's left fuming. she said, because obviously she sent the invites out months in advance, was very excited, got to be prepared. You know, people RSVP'd. They said, yes, I'm coming. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. And then there was one couple that she invited. She thought they may not be able to come because, similar situation you're in at the moment, they're expecting a baby.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, it was around the due date, and so she thought, look, they're probably not going to come because if they do have the baby, that's a newborn bub, that's a lot of effort, so understand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the couple RSVP'd yes.
Right, gotcha.
And then had the baby, and then in the lead up to the wedding, there was around a week's difference from having the baby until then. 3 days before the actual day, called up and said, hey, folks, I will not be coming. So have let them down there. No money has come in to replace their spots. And so she's left fuming going, hey, I'm out of pocket because these guys should have RSVP'd. No.
Okay. So you think she should get money back?
Yeah. I think so. I understand kids you can't control, but you knew they were coming. You didn't need to say yes. You could have said no. Or at least go, hey, I won't attend. You know, still slip them the old card with some dosh in
it. So still give them money.
Yeah, still give them money. Well, they're your friend.
Yeah.
And they've paid for you. Remember, this is their big day. They've reserved that spot. You pay per head, Josh.
Yeah, well, I think you've already accounted for that cost. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if they come or not now. You've already paid for it. Like, you can't just start going around, hey, by the way, you didn't really finish all that whole meal that we paid for. we paid for the whole thing. So can I get $14 back for that thing?
It's not about the meal. It's about the spot, you know?
Yeah, you but you wanted them meal. At your day, all right? You knew. You said they knew that the baby would be 50-50.
So,
and you still invited them. Don't invite them then.
No, because you're being a nice person. They're your friend. You still want them there. But they could have just said, we're not going to come. Look, you could probably understand. We've got the baby. So we're not going to make it.
Optimistic. That's what they were.
They should be charged, Josh. They should be charged.
No way. You can't charge people because they didn't come.
Send them an invoice.
52232955. Can you charge people for not showing up to your wedding?
I really thought you would be on the charging side.
No, that's something why would you do? You can't just go, by the way, you were supposed to come and sit down with us.
But put them out.
You know, you put out my time.
You have put them out. I don't know.
I don't think you have.
Oh, we've opened it now.
52232955. Can you charge someone for not coming to your wedding? Are you that sort of person? Evie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Good afternoon. It is Herbie and Josh driving home, K-Rock 955, asking the question, can you charge someone that didn't turn up to your wedding?
Yep. Look, I agree. You can. Because one bride, she's taken to the internet. She said, this couple, they RSVP'd. Yes, even though they knew they were having a baby, and then 3 days out from the wedding, they said, look, we're not going to make it. Didn't get any money.
Maybe their plans fell through as well for a babysitter or something.
Yeah, but
we don't care about that, do we?
Even if you got COVID on the day and you couldn't come, I think there's some responsibility.
Oh, you'd have to pay.
There's some responsibility where you're putting them out.
Oh, jeez.
It is a massive cost weddings these days. It is so much.
I'm not down in that, but still, jeez, you are ruthless.
Let's go to Izzy in Lethbridge. What do you think?
That was a tease.
Are you there, Izzy?
Oh, there we go. Sorry, guys.
That's right.
I have kind of been in the same situation, but it is a big cost, and I kind of agree with Herbie. Or if they've been married before, then they should know that, you know, you RSVP in time. I've got a actual bridesmaid was pregnant, and we've just figured out she won't be able to make it. Right. But you know, we had the conversation earlier. I feel like they should kind of compensate for it. I don't know, but I'm a bride going through it now, so it's a lot. Yep. It's like $280 per head.
Exactly.
Let me run you through a scenario. Okay. They're on the way. They've had a car accident. Can't come. By the way, can I get that $560 for those two plates?
Bad luck.
Maybe you're Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Geelong the Surf
Coast. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Herbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Welcoming into the studio, Mr. Botto G'day. From the newsroom. How are you going?
Good. I'm surprised you've invited me back for this. I'm not that great at this game, but I'm starting to embrace how crap I am.
But you can always improve.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Aim high.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard many of the games that Josh quizzes me on, but I don't do too well. But, you know, I keep trying, and that's the thing. You never give
all
up,
right.
Will.
All right, okay? I'm here. No, I'm ready to go.
There we are.
It's not about winning. It's about putting in the effort.
This week's going to be a good
week. It's about the destination.
Yeah. Yes. The journey.
The journey. Thank you. Stuff that up.
See? She's having a crack.
How's this work?
Okay, so this is on things that have happened in the music world back on this day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one of the songs. I've reversed it. You just have to tell me who it is and the title.
All right.
Okay, now I can let you know, 1966, this person was born, 56 today, huge star, part of a big family.
Josh, it's Jackson.
It is.
But what's the song?
Play the song, and if you can get the title.
Everywhere I go.
Nah, together again.
I'll give myself.
But you got there. You got Janet.
Half a point.
Happy birthday to her.
Take the half.
Half point. If we need it down the line.
1987. This band had their first hit in America.
Josh. Will.
Oh. You go, Will.
With or without you? You too.
Yes, correct.
I didn't think I got in there first, but just let you have
a That's point. All right. We got a game. First big break in America with that one, 1987.
Great tune.
Mm. We're going to 1998.
Ooh, bit of a jump.
5 years after it was first released, it went to number one in Danish.
Okay.
Well, the Danish version.
Okay.
Yes.
Will, is that Torn by Natalie and Julia?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job,
great
Will.
Song. Do some real heartstringer ones.
Just some classics, really.
It sounded Danish. I was like, did she give us the Danish?
Okay.
Wait, so that was Danish first.
No, that was reversed.
No. It became a hit later when it got translated to Danish.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's what you're saying, wasn't it?
Let's go to the year 2000.
Okay, cool.
Okay, the year 2000. This person had his contract terminated, so he started using his name again because when he had issues with his company, mm-hmm. he was like, no, changed his name. So he reversed it in 2000.
Josh, it's Prince, Little Red Corvette.
It is. So he had a dispute with his label. He said, I'm not calling myself Prince.
So this half point could be really important here.
And this, this is a fun one. So this artist in 2018 bought a painting called Past Times for $42.2 million, most money paid by a rapper. You're humming it.
You're bad boys for that.
Yes.
Gosh, but who's the...
Who is it? He's changed his name many a times.
Is it Puff Daddy?
It is.
Oh.
We like to call him Diddy now. He used to be Sean Coombs, Puff Daddy, Puff Diddy, now just the Diddy.
And obviously you.
Big Snoop Dogg. I couldn't think of...
Anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got lost.
Oh, well. You gave it a try, Will?
Yeah.
It's about the destinations.
What a Ben. He's brilliant. Debbie and Josh on K-Rock 95. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah. All right, Herb, this is where we like to get your thoughts on the daily topics. See where you sit. See how you're feeling.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's sort of key.
Bring it on.
Let's kick it off with this one. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Travelling 5 hours for groceries. Yeah, nah. Or?
Nah, yeah.
You have to say, yeah, nah. But, I mean, if things keep going well with Farmer Philly and myself, that's nearly my future.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's a lady that's gone viral because it's a 10-hour round trip for her. She lives in NT but has to cross over to Queensland. It's 5 hours to the shop.
That is crazy.
You're really doing it tough, aren't you?
You are, 100%. Like, that is isolation at another level. Farmer Finley is not that far.
How far is it for you guys?
From town, maybe 15 minutes. Okay.
You've timed it, though. That's interesting.
But he also can get Coles and Woolworths delivered these days.
Okay.
So, really, I'm not complaining. That lady has it tough.
I reckon. Eurovision.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. It's never done it for me. I mean, maybe the first year when it was, oh, Australia's going to come, and I think maybe that was a bit exciting to be like, okay, what are we getting involved in? I've heard of Eurovision. People have these big parties. That was fun. But maybe we've carried on a little bit too long. We're not a
European country. I just don't know why we're in it.
That's it.
I'm still confused about it.
We're invited once. I think it was like, hey, let's just invite them for fun, which I get. We're a wild card. Why are we still there?
People still watch it here anyway. I don't think you need to include us for the fact that Eurovision is on.
It's huge. People love it.
Who won? Ukraine.
Ukraine won. Mm. They got unbelievable amount of votes, and I mean, they deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, buying the home of a criminal.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, but I'd like to know the crime, you know?
Yeah, right.
What kind of crimes were they committing?
Like if it's petty theft?
Yeah, I mean, even if they're, like, pretty big in the crime world, as long as no big crimes were committed in the house in terms of murder, that kind of freaks me out. But, you know, I'd like a bit of history. What could you find behind the walls? That'd be exciting.
So there's a serial killer's home that's, like, no one's living there at the moment, but people have gone through it again just because this guy was, he was a killer. So I don't know if you'd want to live in there.
I think that's a bit too much. Could you live there?
No, I don't think so. There's creepy dolls in there too.
No, there's
just a weird vibe about it. So I just don't, like, but the thing is the main bedroom's still perfectly made and the only part of the bedroom that hasn't.
That is creepy.
Don't you reckon? This is not for me.
Imagine at night. What would happen?
You'll have to find out. Just purchase the home.
Purchase it.
Evie and Josh, K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Evie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.